Blog Talk Radio.
All right. So let's rewind. Is your website functional? Does your website actually get purchases? Are people buying from your website? Is your website ready for Black Friday? Are you able to handle that volume of people that come to your site? Do you have a promotion, an easy clickbait to get people to go to your website? If you don't have any of these or don't even know what the hell that I am talking about, you need to continue to listen to me tonight. Yes. Adrian's Closet, if I say your name wrong, I do apologize. I am very bad at these names. Y'all come up with some nice, cute, fun names that I cannot pronounce all the time. So I do apologize. But yes, making sure that those who you have, you know, cautious about those sizes on those websites. So make sure you have a size chart. Make sure you have information so that people don't call you, because things that deter people from purchasing is not knowing enough information about the product that they're purchasing. Now, the thing is making sure they know how a size runs, what it looks like, how it feels, the texture, and even having comments on how to get that back. But when people come to your site, you need to make sure if they're coming from Instagram or Facebook or any form of social media, TikTok, they have a direct link to that image of that item. So if you're going to run an ad, or if you're running a promo, or if you did a jump in, jump out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, any of the social medias, you need to make sure that that item is at that top of that page, the top of your website, the first thing that they see when they're clicking on your site. Well, and everybody's like, well, I do this with a bunch of items. I can't have everything over the first page. You are exactly right. So focus on one item and then suggest the other items to those people. Make suggestions to people. Tell them, hey, if I buy this sweater, they can get a pair of jeans, you know, or they need these tights, or they need these boots, or they need this to go with this sweater, or these accessories, whatever you have to add on to accessories. One, that is called upselling, and then two, that is called cross-promotion, cross-branding. So and if you look at, like, Amazon, or you look at anything like that, they always have that suggested item or other items that other people bought with this item. Those are things that you need to look at, because, and make sure that your website functions like that. Because a lot of people look at that and be like, oh, yeah, I needed this and that to go with it. Now I got a whole outfit. That's like going to the mall. You know why people like to go to the mall versus buying things online? Because there's a mannequin. And some people, not everybody, I'm not a mannequin buyer, but there are a lot of people out there that are mannequin buyers. They look at that mannequin, they say, oh, I love that green dress on the mannequin. Where are those shoes? Do you have that chain? That she has that handbag that's added to the mannequin. I want the whole mannequin. I want whatever that mannequin has on it. So when your people are looking at your items and looking at your website, you need to dress them as if they were in a store and on a mannequin for my online boutiques, okay? For my people who are service industry people, make it easy for them to book an appointment. When I go to your website, on that first bar, the first thing that I see needs to be book an appointment. I don't even need to know if I'm coming to your site. 90% of times I already know what type of service that you offer, because it'll say, you know, skincare, massage therapist, blow dry bar, hairstylist, natural hairstylist, braider, blah, blah, blah. But I need to know what it is. Then when I click on that price, I need to see your time, the price of what it's going to cost me, and every little add-on that I can add on to that, and what it comes with. So if I want to get a sew-in at Bonique's Beauty Salon, I need to be able to see Bonique, okay, my sew-in costs $100 for the sew-in, right? Okay, that does not include a wash and a braid down, so I need to add $25 for the wash and $25 for the braid down. if I need those services, because, you know, I might braid my own hair then. You know what I mean? Or I might wash my own hair before I get there. Does that make sense, guys? Or, and if you offer all of that in that $100, you need to say, with your $100 sewing, it comes with everything but the hair. Because some people supply hair and other people don't. So now, what kind of, then they said, oh, you supply hair. Great. Great, you supply hair. So I need some deep curly waves, you know, 4B. I have 4C hairline, I don't want the, I want a closure. I want a frontal. I want a full wig. Whatever it is that you want, you need to have all of those items able for people to purchase, or options for people to purchase. They may not even have to buy it right there. So those are things that you need to keep in mind when you are building your website and building your brand. Make it super easy. If you go to your website right now and you cannot find your item and check out within 30 seconds, you have lost sales. That's why people get views on their website, but not actual sales on their website. Does that make sense? Because I can, and I'm not to say that my website is perfect. I'm just telling you, and I've been evaluating my own website with this whole thing. And somebody brought that to my attention. It was like, well, your website has too much information on it. You're telling people too much stuff because they're confused. You're offering too much on this one page. So now I'm building out separate pages for each one of my products so that each product has a funnel page. Say, hey, would you like your business credit set up? Da-da-da-da-da. These are your options. Hey, would you like to know how to build a planner? Da-da-da-da. These are your options. Hey, would you like to know how to set up your website from A to Z? Da-da-da-da. Here's all the products. Hey, this is what you know about this. This is what you know about that. So these are the ways I have to actually set up my site and set up everything that's going on so that people will grasp and go to it and purchase. So my new site is about to launch. Before Christmas, it will be launching. It's a full marketing campaign site. I'm only going to be talking about marketing going into 2021. It's 100% marketing, how to mark I Am Unique. Marketing will be the new site that's being launched. And when you see that site, you'll understand that this site is speaking to you. And I'm giving away 100 places in this site. 100 people for 1 year straight will have access to my website and all of the marketing materials and how to market your business, business evaluation, everything. So stay tuned, pay attention, and watch my page, because everything upon that point will be all about marketing. Damn this creative stuff, because you guys really want to learn how to bring money to your business, right? How to get people to buy from you, how to find more leads, how to get more people to purchase. So I am creating a 100K goal. Actually, you know what, realistically, my goal is to make y'all make at least 5 to 10K every month. Because I think if I can make you make 5 to 10K without charging you guys a dime, y'all ain't going nowhere. But those are the websites that are being built right now for me. So make sure y'all DM me and tell me if y'all want to be a part of that. And let me know. Comment below. Tell me about what your marketing issues are. Tell me about what your website issues are. Tell me about what you need, what you think you need and what you need, because a lot of you guys have websites that have way too much information. And if you would ever like me to evaluate your website, I do free website evaluations for free that talk to you guys about your website. Hold on, I want to put this in the comments because I forgot. So we make sure we have a full evaluation about your website. We're going to talk about getting feedback from your website. what you need your website to do for you, how you need your website to function, how you need to make sure that your website is ready for you on Black Friday or any other holiday. We have Christmas coming up, so if you're not going to Black Friday or Cyber Monday sales, you know, make sure your website is ready pre-Christmas. Because right now, if it's not ready, you need to really, really focus on that throughout this holiday to make sure that you are ready to move. You need to put out your promotions now. Start promoting. Tell people what they're doing. You see all these Black Fridays out there in the shows, out there in the stores right now. They're already ready for Christmas. We just hit Thanksgiving. We just had Halloween. I don't even know how we missed Halloween and Christmas all in the same note. But we're going to talk to you guys about your website tonight. And again, if you would like a free website evaluation, hit me up in the DM. I'm willing to sit there and evaluate your website and making sure that your website has all the information that it needs to have so that you can be, it can make you money. Because a lot of you guys wonder why you don't make money. And it's not because of your information. It's not because of your product. It's not because you're not being seen. It's because your website is not friendly to the users. Your website has way too much information or not enough information to actually get the sales. Or it's too hard to close. It's too hard for people to go through your website and make a purchase. People have ADD. Every single person, shopper out there has ADD. So if you offer them too much at one time, they will be so distracted and so overwhelmed that they don't know what to do. So you need to make sure that your website has enough information on it to sell and has enough information on it to make sure and make it easy enough for people to purchase. Make it a simple one-click purchase. A simple, don't have to put too much information. Of course, you got to put the basic information, your credit card processing, you know. But if I got to do that twice, you know, some websites I go to, I got to do it there and I got to do it again. And nobody has time for that. Nobody wants to do that. People get distracted. That gives them enough of time for them kids, the kid to say, I want a snack or eat. And something else that comes along. That all takes place. And purchase, and when people are buying from your website. So you have to keep all of that in focus, in understanding why you're not getting any sales from your website, why things are not happening on your website. And if you don't know why, again, let me evaluate your website. It's going to be a hard push. I am going to dig deep. I'm going to look at it, make sure it's a click-upon website, and make sure that I can actually purchase something from your website, and it makes sense, and it's easy, and I know what I'm buying. Because a lot of people want to be educated about their product. So having all those words is not relevant. Do a video. Show people what it looks like, what it feels like. You know, what people like to see videos. Haven't you understand TikTok is all about videos? So if you don't have a TikTok, I have videos. We're going to have a special guest tonight. I'm just going to check, make sure they are coming. And make sure they are ready for this. So again, let's do a recap on make sure your website is easy. Make sure your website is user-friendly. Make sure your website helps you brand and put your business out there. Make sure your website is functional and useful. Make sure your website gives enough information. Make sure people want to go to your website. Don't have a lot of information on your website because it is way too much information that people won't use. Once they read and go into what they want, they'll read that. But other than that, they're not going to. They're not. So you just need to make sure that these people are see the item that they want to purchase and able to easily click on the item that they want to purchase so that they can buy what they need to buy. If that makes any sense. Does anybody have any questions or concerns about what I'm talking about? We're going to have a special guest come on, and we're going to talk about her website. Yes, this is my guest. That is coming on her website. Well, I'm evaluating her website right now, and it looks good. It gives me the offers. It shows me everything that I want to see on the front page. Then at the bottom, it gives you a list of who she is, what she's offering, then more products, you know, a little sneak peek about Texas. And more products. I like the way she has her website set up. In the first page, it has a shop now button. Ah, we found an error. But I'll talk to her off point about that. But if I click on, I like that she offers Sizzle and she offers Afterpay. Those online boutiques, do you know how much they increase your profits on offering those add-ons and the pay later and shop now for easy payments? Oh, yes. So you can click, add to the cart, see your cart, and now I can check out if I want this black romper. Yes, yes, I'm going through your site, baby. Going through your site right now. All right, it gives me all of my options. Who is her site built with? I like it, I like it. Gives you information that I need, a discount code, apply. Yes, she has a very, very nice site. Small little details that can be repaired, but other things that most of it works great and is super functional. So those are the things that people look at in their site. And I bet you when we get on the phone, when she comes online and we talk to her, she'll tell you that she actually gets sales on her site. I bet that she does. I bet that she makes a nice, pretty penny on her website. Now, I can go in and talk to her about a lot of other things that she has going on that may deter people. But at the end of the day, her site is functional, her site is useful, and it works very, very good. You know what I mean? So in her post now, if I go on to her Instagram page, That's the trick right there, is showing what she posts. Does it collaborate with her? Does her market collaborate with her actual website? You know what I mean? And this is not to bash. This is always to help. I am here to help and make sure that everybody is making money. Because at the end of the day, I want everybody to make money. I like people to make money. You know why I like people to make money? It's because if y'all make money, then you will be willing to spend money to make sure you're doing better in what you're doing. And you will blah, 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 blah. You will be smart on how you build your business. Because you see how you want to make money. You want to always improve. That is always the goal, right? Is to improve your business, improve your developing. So when she comes on, where she should be on any minute now, and we're going to go into her website. All right, she is here. Yay! Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. So tell everybody who you are. Pronounce your website correctly, because I probably did not. And make sure that they know who you are and what we're about to do.
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Jacqueline Cade. I am the owner of Ariana's Closet. That is a closet with a K. And the reason why I know you're probably thinking is, okay, her name is Jacqueline. Why is her business called Ariana's? Well, Ariana is actually my oldest daughter, my second child. And one of the things I have committed to doing is for each of my children, I have I like to start a business, something that I can have them participate in, teach them about the world of business, and hopefully as they grow, it'll be something that they'll have an interest in, and it's something that they can work in, become, also even take it over at some point. My oldest, who's 13, has an interest even in Ariana's Closet and is going to be designing a T-shirt for us. So for Ariana, as you guys have already seen, we are a boutique. Our main product started off as statement tees, but over the last 2 years we've been in business, have definitely expanded our product offering to all apparel for women and also some home and seasonal items where you'll see where we offer, now that it's Christmas, so we opened the Christmas collection so that we're offering some melanin-inspired Christmas decorations such as Christmas tree ornaments, tree skirts, in addition to Christmas apparel. So in short, that's what Ariana Closet is. It's a business that is a boutique that started off for statement tees and have grown into more apparel. We do have something for everyone, but you will see our business has more of a melanin slant in a lot of our product offerings.
Nice. So I was sitting here as we were talking and on the podcast before going through your website. I like it. It's very, yes. Going through your website. I like it. You use Shopify to build your site?
I did, yes.
Okay.
I found personally, I think Shopify is one of the better platforms to use if you're going to be doing anything product related.
Okay. And then secondly, are you happy with your sales, or do you think they could be better?
I definitely think my sales could be better. But as a small business owner who's in their second year, I have been happy with my initial business because we do now have like returning customers. You know, we don't have instances where I go a long period of time without there being people shopping the website and actually, completing a sale.
So do you get daily sales?
I do usually during the peak times get daily sales. And then I would say like around about now, it's been pretty slow going into Black Friday, where I wouldn't say it was daily, maybe every other day. I'm into my analytics, so we have about a 2% conversion.
Okay, 2%.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think you can do to help you get a better conversion? What do you think, and then I'll go and tell you what I think.
Yeah, sure. I'm always open to feedback. I love it. So one of the things that I've been looking at is potentially adding a little bit more product offerings on the first page, and maybe some featured products that I see from the analytics are being sold more often that people may be actually looking to find.
Okay. So all right. So now I'm going to just go into my thing. You know, one of the biggest things that I see is that Shop Now button. under your new arrival, it doesn't work. It goes to a 404 error.
Oh, no. Thank you for that.
Right.
Let me make sure I check that out.
So that is your first thing because and only because that is the first thing that people will see. Right, when I open your website on my phone or even, I mean, I haven't looked at it on my phone, but when I open it on the computer, I see new arrivals. I see this big, there's this plus size girl in these hats. Right? Now, that's another thing. And then I see a shop now. You know, the first thing I did was click the shop now, and I got a 404 error. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not putting you on blast. I just want you to make your site better, because we got Black Friday coming up, we got Cyber Monday coming up, and these are things that this little critique right here can maybe increase and help your conversion rate go up higher. Because I didn't bother to scroll past that because that stopped me, and it was a distraction. Because now I'm like, why didn't it work? Now I'm a web designer and a graphic designer, so I understand it's hard to keep up with every single button you have, right?
Yes, so definitely when you're the only employee.
Yes, so that deterred me. And then the other thing that would have deterred me a little bit from your site if I didn't see stuff on your Instagram, or the stuff that you present on your Instagram is totally different from the stuff that I see on your website, you know? Or your first page of your website.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw a plus size model and I saw hats, so to me, I'm not going to look, I may not even scroll any further down to see if you have regular size clothes, because I'm only looking, I saw a plus size model, she only does plus size girls, and then I'm leaving. Does that make sense?
No, it makes complete sense. Yeah.
Okay, and not to say I love my plus size. I'm not deterring that, but as somebody who's not plus size, that might not,
right.
They may not scroll down to the collection and see this pretty girl in this fitted gray dress that I really need in my life right now. You know, so they might not even go that far. So that is what I first see. So what I would do, if you can, is put either make sure that slide is motion and you can see more stuff and talk, so you can start targeting, so people will go past go.
Right.
Well,
that's some good feedback.
And this is just me as a shopper. I'm looking at it as a shopper because I know you're looking at it as, this is my site. Oh, it's pretty. I want people to know about the closet. Then your second slide, it's not on the auto slide, so I had to click the button, which nobody else is going to do but me, and it just shows your logo. When your logo is already at the top, it's unnecessary. I need to see what kind of stuff you're trying to sell to me. So if I do customs tees, if I do statements, if I do dresses, if I have my Christmas stuff, so being that the holiday is coming up, what I will put out up there at the top, it's free shipping in your banner. And then I would put, you know, some of your holiday stuff in there because that's what people want to see. Now, I'm about to get on you. I'm sorry. I'm not, again, this is all out of love and wanting to make you successful. Okay? Are you there?
Sure. Oh, no, I'm still here. I'm listening. Go right ahead.
All right. So I clicked on your dreaming of a Black Christmas. Love it. And then all I see is free shipping. And then you make me read. I don't want to read.
You don't want to read any of that. Huh?
I don't want to read none of that. I don't care. I don't care about texting you because I have not bought anything yet. I want to see those really cute, fabulous shirts that you have that's in the sweaters. Like, because that is what I want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, that should be all over your Instagram page. And it should be direct links from Instagram to that white sweater with the girl with the A-line dress on and the green. I'm coming to play. Yes. I need that sweater. Like, that would be a great Christmas sweater for me.
So definitely hear your feedback of less text on the collection pages or in graphics and really just straight to the product.
Right. Because people go to the website to buy the product and quickly. Now, Afterpay, Sizzle, and ShopPay are awesome. I love that. Some people just shop on different websites because they offer those programs. So those are programs that you need to have on your first page. Those are programs that people need to see across the top of your first page because I didn't even know you offered those when I came to your site. And I'm one of those people who actually go to, like, I love Afterpay and all of those because sometimes I'm like, man, I don't want to spend all this money. It makes me feel like I'm not spending all my money at the same time, even though it's the same money. It just makes me feel better about my life.
I said it's funny you mentioned that because as I've added Afterpay, Sezzle, and then recently I added ShopPay, I was so surprised how many customers actually use it.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be used that much, but I would almost say 60% of my sales use one of those form of payments.
Yes. And now the reason why is because if you broke girl shopping or you trying to be fly for the weekend or whatever and you don't have that whole $70 or $40 or whatever the item costs, I can give them $14 and go and have me a whole outfit and then have to worry about paying for it later. And I don't think twice about, like, that gorgeous scaled leather dress. That's hot. So now I can give Afterpay and Sizzle $33, and I have this $135 dress.
Right.
And it, by the time I paid for half of it, I have it on and have worn it maybe twice, depending on how quick your shipping is, you know. And I'm happy. And then I'm happy to pay for it and continue to pay for it. Now, I don't know how that works on your side or how it affects you guys, but, like, those offers help, and a lot of people use it. So if you let more people know on your first page that you offer that, I bet you your conversion rate will go higher. And those are just a couple of items and hacks that I can go for. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on. I don't want to do that to you, but just, and not that your site is bad. I'm not saying your site is bad because I just said it was an awesome site and you have a lot of information and it's great. But those are those little things like that. When I click on a collection or when I click on a page, I don't want to read about anything. All I want to do is see the beautiful product. And then on your front page, it should say the free shipping side of it. And nobody reads. So I know you took time to write that.
Right.
And I'm sorry that you did that. But nobody reads that. If you go to Victoria's Secret's website, they don't have all those words. If you go to Old Navy's website, you click on it. They may have, you know, on the front of the site, on the where you have your little slider, they may have, hey, I have, this is on sale this week, that is on sale, free shipping. They're telling you all the promos that they have going on right now, right? If you compare yourself, and that's all they tell you is about the promos. Sometimes then they'll put the little fine print at the bottom, won't happen until you get to the checkout cart, or da-da-da-da-da. But that stuff is on the front of their page. And they make sales on the regular. I like how bold and beautiful your print is. I like how your stuff can be seen. Like, your site is really, really, your photos are professional. Thank God. Oh, my God. I get tired of people. Because when I'm looking into somebody's site, and every site that you buy your items from as boutique owners has professional pictures there. That's why you bought that Clint's purse, or that's why you decided to put that on your website. Use their pictures. You don't have to redo all of this work if you don't want to. Now, it's great if you can add on a picture here or there if you want to do a photo shoot, but as boutique owners, y'all know that this stuff Use the pictures that they have. You know, I love your bags. They're beautiful. But I just think that a lot of that needs to be seen when on that little, on that slider in the beginning, because if I look at your site, I really don't know that you have all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then I like that little, the little blurb about you. That's cute. That's the perfect place for it to be. And then the people can scroll down. But then those items that I'm seeing on your page, I'm not, it's not replicating it on your Instagram. You know, I see more of you on your Instagram. I see, I'm looking to your Instagram right now. Now, I might have got, and then another thing about your Instagram is that, why is the name One Bad Mama 2020? I love the name. Name is you as a bad mama. You have another
You're
name?
Actually, yes, I do. You're on my personal page. I have a Instagram for Ariana's Closet.
Oh, okay. I apologize, guys.
No, that's okay. I was like, there's not, you don't see any of it? That makes
right.
more sense, though.
Okay, so this page is better. Still could be better for boutique. Because if I looked
yes.
at your, I could look at your page, and I wouldn't think you had a boutique.
So I definitely do think I have an opportunity. I would agree with Instagram. But there is where I think I'm trying to figure out, you know, how much personality do you put into it versus it always being just a bunch of product pictures as I try to connect a little bit more with the community.
Right. Now, what you do have to do is wear your brand. So when you are doing your personality and you're showing your shirts and you're talking on here, you need to make sure you have your one of your custom tees on or your Christmas sweater. And then you can talk about it and show pictures of you and your kids in a Christmas sweater or whatever you're trying to promote that day. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I do try to make sure when I do lives that I'm definitely on brand, as I like to say, but probably not always in the picture.
Right, but that's what people, if you want to add your personality into the brand and that is part of it, on this page it needs to be less of you and more of that. Does that make sense?
Yes, got it.
Like you did a picture, I think that's you, with the little Afro girl with the dope things on it, Black Pride, and October 29th post.
October 29th.
On your closet page. Now
that's me.
Yes. So if you do that, that's what you need to do. You have the shirt on, you're posting that it fits, you know, it's on your page, you're showing different colors and shapes of it. So it makes it work. You know what I mean? And then people
mm-hmm.
will be more enticed to buy it. Because I look at it and be like, oh, man, I love that T-shirt. So stuff like that. Even the one with you drinking the coffee would manifest that shit. Like, I like that post, you know? And if you got your kids wearing it, oversized
mm-hmm.
season, that's a great post. The post. Now, what is not a great post is this one with your glasses on and you talking. And I'm not even, I don't know what you're saying. But I'm not going to listen to it because it doesn't look like I'm supposed to.
It's funny. I actually say this in one of my lives. I was like, I have to be the most awkward person starting these lives. How do you make sure that you don't have this crazy look for the first 5 to 10 seconds?
Do you
I gotta
see
work
my
on
page?
It.
Do you see my page? Do you see how crazy I look on all my posts?
Yeah, I looked at your page, but I didn't think you looked that crazy. But, you know, we're always our hardest critics. And I was like, I have got
okay.
to work on this face.
So, I mean, the only thing is you can do is start smiling. Be picture ready when the live comes on or scroll through a couple of those. Sometimes I scroll through a couple of them and be like, okay, I look cute in this. I look cute in that one. And I try to be conscious of it. Because even when you're being videotaped and stuff, you have to smile. You have to be conscious. But we be in a deep conversation and be talking, and your face goes into all these different structures, and you're sitting there looking at yourself, and all of a sudden, you change your facial expressions. And you're like, damn, why I look so mean? But it's not, and I have that problem today. I had that problem in day-to-day life. I had that problem regardless. So I've learned to live with it and don't really give two shit fucks about it. But not everybody is there yet. So if you, your way to make that a little bit better is just when the camera comes on, be cheesy and be camera ready and talk with a smile for the first minute and then relax so that you can find a couple of good pictures out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So even
the
one
try that on the next one.
Yes. And just make sure, and then at least put your products first. You know, put your products out there first. So you have a beautiful smile. I mean, you're good. You just have to make sure that whatever you're promoting, whatever you're out there, because your page does not look like boutique pages. Copy what other page people's pages look like and then add your own personal touch to it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It
and
does.
Use templates. There is a, I love to use, what is that? Place, it's called, I'm going to tell you, Place It. Placeit.
Yes, Place It. Mm-hmm. I already have a Place It account.
Okay. I love Place It for the simple fact is that you can put whomever, you can put your product, you can put your images, and it creates you these awesome graphics. It creates you these awesome graphics for you. And you don't have to do that much work. You just go in your, and it creates a whole scenario, a whole story, or a whole everything that you need. So that is my gem for tonight for everybody who has a product. You know, it puts the item on people. You know what I mean? So I love using it. And it has a great demographic of people because some of these websites, I know we're targeting our African-American clientele. And some of these websites don't have great African-American pictures, you know? And that's one thing is tell your photographers out there to upload these to some of these stock photo sites. We need more African-American photo people who don't look like they just came out the homeless shelter and bad weeds. I haven't seen that shit.
I'm so glad you said that because that, I would say, is one of the struggles is finding sometimes when you do want some, just some additional stock photos or even things to add to your business. It is so hard to find people of color, like you said, that don't look like they've been through the struggle.
Right. I'm like, there's a girl out here who did a photo shoot with good weed. We know.
Right.
And first of all, I'll be mad at the photographer who took the first set of pictures because why did y'all take her pictures? Why didn't y'all come back to her hairstylist? And, like, who was the photographer?
Definitely. I always have wondered the same thing. I'm like, do they think anyone is using this model's pictures? Like, look at her. This is not who I want to represent my brand.
Right. Before you got on crack and after you got on crack, great. Pictures. Crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just so confused. But all photographers out there, if you're a photographer, please upload your good quality pictures. Have your clients sign a waiver. Y'all know y'all can make money off of that. If you upload y'all good pictures onto these sites, y'all can make money. If people buy them, they're good pictures. Nobody wants to buy somebody looking like me right now. Nobody wants to buy that picture. My edges ain't even laid. And my edges laid more than some of them people's edges, but I'd be mad. And don't upload no more ghetto, like, never mind, that's a whole nother episode. man. Okay. Boutique owners. This is a pet peeve of mine. I don't want everybody on the website to have fake titties and fake booty when I'm buying stuff. I go to some of these websites and all the girls got BBL and size D titties. It's not cute, man. I need
it's
a regular.
It's not realistic.
It's not realistic because when I buy that dress, it don't fit me like that. And I'm not paying for surgery. So the dress won't fit me like that. I need to see what a girl looks like, one baby or two. You know, there is not a perfect body that I don't have to wear a body wrap and stuff. Real people don't wear all of that. I'm sorry. That was my venting for today. I do have a problem with every time I go onto some of these websites that all these girls have BBLs and breast jobs, and I'd be mad. I know, I just went there. It's okay.
It's okay. It is okay. I agree with you. That's where I try to show quite a few different body types in the outfit, or stress that we, you know, we fit everyone, because I don't want to have that representation throughout the whole website. But I'm
right.
Like, I don't look like that.
Right. No. I'm not talking about your website. Not at all. That was my personal deflect on some of these other websites that I shop at. And then I get the item in the mail and I'd be like, ugh. Like, I need to get lipo. I need to get a breast job. And I need to get a butt. And I ain't even that big. So those are, it's like body shaming, low key. But other than that, like, I'm giving you props. Your website is awesome. You're doing a great job. I know I probably hit a lot of stuff, but a lot of people do not look at their website as their consumer, as a consumer would. And I think that everybody should have their site evaluated. Because if you don't look at it as consumer will, or you can't take your small business and your emotions out of looking at your website, then you need to have somebody else analyze it. You know what I mean? And these are the things, again, I don't like to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm not trying to hurt. I don't want people to be sensitive about it. But I like your site. It's responsive. It has the reviews. It has what you have. You have a couple sold out pictures, which means that you're actually selling stuff and people like to see that. I don't know why, but they do. You have reviews.
Right.
You have reviews, but that helps you sell more. That helps you sell more stuff on your site when people see sold out, because then they're more have an urgency to buy it. You have a great option. You have where they can subscribe to their newsletter. But I mean, other than that, like I said, your website works for you, and as long as being that you're using Shopify and all of those aspects, it is making you money and you're actually making those sales to cover your costs. That's another part of making sure your website is working for you and you're not working for your website. As long as you're getting a day, at least, like you said, every other day. Preferably daily orders is our goal, because if you look at your analytics, you probably do have people that come to your site daily, right?
Yes, definitely we do have daily visitors.
Now, why the problem is what are you not doing to make them purchase daily?
Right, and that's why I think you did get some really good feedback. I know some people don't like to get it, but I think, you know, we all can always do, you know, be working on improving. So just those little bit of nuggets that you just gave, I think, are very helpful and probably should help increase my conversion.
Right. And I would like you to let me know if those things helped you, because I don't want to give out information, because these are things, again, all of this is my opinion and everybody has an opinion,
mm-hmm.
right? But
right.
That I see the work for other people, and I see that some businesses don't have that. You know, everybody wants to put out their brand and their logos and everything else, And that is not, that's not important all the time. So coming into this, we're at the last minute of the show. I want everybody who's listening to this broadcast to make sure that you they know where to buy some cute black Christmas hoodies. I need you to know where to buy some cute black Christmas hoodies with Slay Me and I'm the Baddest and everything else t-shirts out there. Where can they find your stuff? And then find your nice New Year's dress, because you got a couple of nice little cute New Year's dresses on there. Where can they find you at?
They can find me at www.arianascloset.com. That's closet with a K. So ArianasKloset.com. Also, Ariana's Closet is our handle on Instagram and Facebook.
Nice. So make sure y'all go to Ariana's Closet and purchase some Christmas sweaters for your girlfriend, for you, for whomever. She has all sizes for all shapes, and her site is very nice. So make sure you guys do that. And I appreciate you coming on, and hopefully this helped you, and we got some good input going through. All right?
Yes, thank you so much for having me on. It's very much appreciated.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, guys, so that was her. We were talking about Ariana's Closet. Make sure y'all stay tuned. Make sure y'all look at it. Make sure y'all DM her, like her stuff. Make sure y'all repost this. If you know anybody with a small boutique who's not getting sales or want more sales, listen to the stuff that I get. Maybe those things will help you grow your business and help you be more successful. So take the time to evaluate your website as a customer, not as you as a buyer. Okay, make sure it is functional, make sure it's useful, make sure it is doing the things that you need your website to do. Okay, guys, this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. DM me if you want that website evaluation before Black Friday. I will respond, send you that website evaluation. DM me. Y'all like my singing? Y'all like my singing? But anyway, this is I Am Unique Wright. We're signing off, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.